Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call and have your say on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yes, we are still in the pandemic. COVID-19 is still about. We got no vaccine as such, but we need to abide by the rules. The best vaccine we got, best medicine we got at this point in time. But getting through this together provides practical tips to stay connected and mentally well during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And to talk about this topic, I've got Professor Helen Milroy on the line from University of Western Australia, Centre for Aboriginal Health. My sister, very good morning, Helen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Trevor. Good morning to all the listeners, and Kaya from WA.
Beautiful. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, so my mob are Palku. My grandmother's country is around the Marble Bar area, meant to be the hottest place in Australia. That's up in the Pilbara, so in the middle sort of part of WA. Beautiful country,
yes.
Best in winter. Bit hot in summer.
There you go. Beautiful. So, my sister, Professor, what field, Helen? Thank you.
So, I did medicine at the University of Western Australia, and then I specialised in psychiatry. So, I'm currently the Professor of Child Adolescent Psychiatry at the Perth Children's Hospital and the University.
All right, fantastic. As I mentioned, we are still in the pandemic, COVID-19, and you're going to talk to us about how important it is in the mental sense and how we need to look after ourselves. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that we've really focused initially on how important it is to stay well physically and to keep all of those restrictions in place to stop the spread of COVID, and that's absolutely important because we know a lot of our mob have health problems, and of course, if COVID got into our communities, it could be really dangerous.
Exactly.
So really, really important that we sort of follow the rules in regard to that. However, this can also have an impact on how we feel, how we behave, and how we look after each other. And it's created a lot of problems for us from the mental health and well-being perspective. So it's really, really important that we do look after ourselves, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, culturally, and stay connected during this time.
Well, all the above. I mean, if you look at us, our mob, we're sharing, caring people, and we tend to look out and supporting and helping mob. But what you're saying is we've got to be careful that we don't forget that person in the mirror.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, I think a lot of us are really, really good at looking after others,
yes,
particularly our elders and our kids. But if there's no one looking after you, then you're going to have to do it yourself. So make sure that even though you might be doing a really good job looking after others, that you don't fall over. But you've got to make sure you look after yourself as well. And that's from that mental health and well-being perspective. Make sure that you're getting the help that you need and the support you need so you can keep going.
Sister Helen, I always said that we are all different, and no one knows you better than you. So if it is fishing, that sets your mind at ease. If it's a jog, if it's working at a gym, reading a book, do what you need to do to make yourself better. Yep.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right, Trevor. Everyone is different, but there are some common things that we have that we can do, and certainly a lot of our mob are really good at the sort of creative arts. And music and singing and storytelling and all of that sort of stuff. And they're really good ways to bring back a bit of joy in our life while we're going through this really hard time. And although we might be really worried about others and worried about the future, we've still got to make sure that we stay balanced and that we don't just think about worry all the time. We've got to give ourselves a bit of relief. And we've got to do that also for our kids.
Exactly.
Because if our kids just see us constantly worrying, they're going to feel really scared.
Exactly.
And so it's important that you stay well and healthy and have some happy times with your family so that your kids can grow up in the right way.
I've always lived by affirmations, and an old uncle always said to me that only be in control of what you can be in control of, you know?
Yeah.
Don't worry about something that may happen because 9 out of 10 it doesn't happen sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, and look, worry, look, it's important to have a little bit of concern during this very difficult time that we're all going through, because that keeps us looking and doing the right things. But if the worry gets out of hand, if it becomes a really big thing in your life, it can take over. And we've got to stop doing that. We've got to make sure we get help if we need it, but also just keep the worry at bay by doing all of the positive things that you can do in your life. Stay connected to your culture. Stay connected to your family. Do those things that make you feel good. As you say, whether it's fishing, running, jogging, doing other stuff, painting, storytelling, all of those things that make you feel good. Got to make sure that you actually schedule them into your week and that you're not just busy worrying all the time.
Well, your mind can only have one thought at one time. So if you're focused on putting that bait on the hook and throwing it in the water, you're not thinking of anything else sort of thing. You know. So do your activity that keeps you, calm.
Yeah, so there are things that we can do that help us focus in a more positive way on life. And as you say, something like, you know, baiting the hook, that's a good way to do it, or sport. There's also some things that we used to do culturally as well, like going back to country, being able to sort of sit in the landscape, sit under a tree, have a think about all of the birds and animals that are around us, how we connect with our totems and our culture. They're all ways to keep us kind of balanced as well.
Beautiful. A very important conversation, and look, just puts it out there for our mob on First Nation radio station that they need to be taking care of themselves in COVID-19. The pandemic is still upon us, and that is good medicine for us if we're looking after ourselves, is it not, Professor?
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, there's a new website called the Gaia Dewey. It's an Indigenous mental health leaders website, and that's got some really good tips for staying well, staying mentally healthy during this time. And we'll be putting some more stuff on that website as well. And it's in line with all of the stuff that the National Mental Health Commission and all of the other programs are doing to make sure that we just keep that focus on staying well, getting through this together, because we will get through it.
We will.
And listen, we are a resilient mob.
We are.
We have got through a lot already, and we should never forget that. Our ancestors made us strong, and they'll keep us strong, and we will get through this, but we do have to do it together.
Exactly. That webpage again, my sister, please.
So it's Gaia Dewey, G-A-Y-A-A, and Dewey is
G-A-Y-A-A.
G for gobbledygook.
Yep.
A-Y-A-A-D-H-U-W-I.
D-H-U-W-I.
I. Yep.
Lovely.
That's the organisation. If you just search that, you'll come up with the website. That's got some great tips and posters that communities or organisations can use, and it just talks about, you know, using our strength to get through this, and we've got a lot of strength, brother. We've got a lot of strength.
We have. And give me strength talking with you, my sister. Thank you very much for sharing, Professor Helen. All the best to your deadly team and your mob, your family out that way. Take care, keep smiling, and we'll yarn soon, my sister.
Great. Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Professor Helen Milroy, her name is. She's from University of Western Australia's Centre for Aboriginal Health. And the topic there, getting through this together, provides practical tips to stay connected and mentally well during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And she mentioned the webpage there, GAYAADHUWI.com.au. Check that out, or Google that, and you'll find some positive information and tips how to provide practical ways of staying mentally strong in regard to COVID-19. Have you say, you might be yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns as BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, message out there to all my mob, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders. Consumers protect themselves against scammers. Yes, there's some naughty people out there online and they'll do whatever they can to get into your hip pocket or your bank account. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Len Curran. He's the regional manager, North Queensland, of the Office of Fair Trading, Department of Justice and Attorney General. Len's come to join me. Len, very good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Yes, we are living in a different world at the moment, but the so-called naughty people have raised their ugly heads in regard to the climate we're living with COVID-19 and attacking people out there, vulnerable people, online or through emails or whatever, bank accounts, to get into the hip pocket or the bank accounts of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers. So enlighten us, please, about this conversation and what we need to do to protect ourselves, my friend.
Well, things seem to have ramped up with COVID-19 because people are getting, in some cases, extra money with JobKeeper and JobSeeker,
yes.
Extra money going out to people. Plus, they're also changing the way that they're doing shopping. A lot of more people are shopping online. There's restrictions on where they can travel to, numbers in shops and things.
Yep.
So, yeah, the opportunity's out there for the scammers. And if people don't keep their wits about them, the scammers will take their money pretty fast.
So with that, we just got to be, common sense, but be alert to, putting your credit card across the internet, but also receiving phone calls and people asking you particularly and putting money into the account, and we need to confirm who we're talking to or responding to in emails, yes?
Yeah, you do, and I've got some figures here from the last 12 months of what's been going on with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And that group of people is targeted a lot by telephone calls and by text rather than the online stuff.
Sure.
So strange phone calls come in, people start talking to you and start asking you for information, start asking you to commit to things or pay money. So you need to check who are these people and what are they about.
Yeah, and look, you've got the right as a consumer to ask the question before giving out any details.
Yeah, or the first one you can do, hang up.
Sure, exactly. Or flick me an email.
Yep.
Or whatever, if you are true and legit and what have you. Give me your web page number, whatever. Let me do my own research, investigation, yes?
Or even better, find those web pages yourself. Don't ring a number they give you. Don't go to a website that they give you. Go and research it yourself. Yeah, they might say they claim to be from your bank, or you go to your bank's website and find out how to contact your bank.
Sure.
You don't accept anything that they tell you. And there's pretty smart people. They're pretty convincing.
Mm.
And they can talk really fast and have you so baffled that before you know it, you've released information. Yeah, they'll ring up and say, I'm from your bank. What's your full name? What's your date of birth? Confirm for me your bank account number. And people go, it's the bank. I better tell them.
Well, exactly. And you feel obligated to tell them this information that they're seeking, aren't you?
And that's what happens. If you ring your bank, they'll ask you for those things. So if someone rings you, a lot of people think that's normal. Asking me the questions, I'll give them the answers, and I'll say, thanks very much.
Sure. So the protection is what we're talking about here is you can ask the question,
Yep.
I always say he who asks the question is in control of the conversation.
That's right, and don't give out any answers that you don't want to.
Sure.
If they're asking you questions, just say, just say no, just hang up, or do some more digging and find out who these people really are.
You know? Do you have figures in regarding financially, how much money has been lost or stolen, you could say, scammed by so-called scammers?
Well, just for Indigenous people, 2019, the stats we have from people that have identified is $2.1 million. That's a lot of money. I'd like that money in my pocket.
Exactly.
Or 2,700 reports of attempts to scam Indigenous people.
Sure.
That have been reported in whatever form.
And then where are we at in regard to people who have been scammed? Is there any chance of getting their monies back, or where are we at with that?
A lot of these you'll find they're based offshore, so getting your money back is going to be really difficult. But that's why when you're spending your money, you do it in smarter ways. So if you pay things with your credit card, then you can have some recourse through your bank.
Sure,
you
exactly.
Bank say, I've been done over by a scammer, and they can reverse the transactions, or you go through a secure one like PayPal or whatever else.
But
if someone starts telling you, you know, transfer the money directly to my account, or they tell you, send me your iTunes cards. Well, come on, that can't be legitimate, can it?
Exactly.
There was a scam out there that was claiming to be the Australian Taxation Office.
Yes.
And saying, clear your debt by sending me iPhone gift cards. That's not how the tax office works.
Exactly.
So there's some telltales out there.
Anything out of the norm, mate. Anything out of the norm you should question.
Yeah, if it sounds unusual, just say, oh, hang on, I want to check a few more things first.
Yeah.
And if, when the calls come out of the blue, don't commit to anything straight away.
You know,
say,
exactly.
I want to think about this and get some advice. Talk to some friends, talk to some people that might be able to give me some advice.
Sure, exactly. So it's about thinking ahead and, look, being in control of the conversation. You don't have to give out information, and even whether they say they're from the Australian Tax Office, because they won't ask for money, so to speak, to be paid straight up like that. Australian Tax Office don't operate that way.
No, they don't.
For example.
And they'll write to you, they'll send you letters. They won't be ringing you up on the phone and saying, hand over money now.
No, exactly. So if anyone's saying they're from the Australian Tax Office wanting money and they're ringing you, then straight away it's a no-go zone.
Yep, so send me a letter.
Exactly, you know.
The other one a lot of people get done over is the romance scams as well. You know, people get lonely, and especially older people. You know, they may not have family around them, and they'll get taken in by the romance scams. You know, I'm really in love with you, I want to move to Australia or move to your part of the world.
Sure.
And then there'll be a hard luck story of, I just need some money to help me out.
Well, they're pulling on your heartstrings there, aren't they?
Yep, and people will think it's all real. And they're going to have the love of their life, and all they'll find out is that all their money will be gone.
Yeah. Well, look, and that's a part of life. We want a healthy life. We want a good financial life, but we also want a companion.
Yes.
So they're the sort of angles that these so-called scammers are honing in on, aren't they?
And especially at the moment with lockdowns and downs and things, people are stuck at home on their own. They're lonely, and they're more vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, they're missing the company they would normally have.
Exactly.
You know, the risk is higher.
And I was just going to say to you just then, Len, that instead of looking for a companion, go and buy yourself a puppy dog.
That's true.
I read last month, but there were people out there scamming people for dogs.
There is. Dogs and cats. And we get lots of those.
Exactly. So if you look for a companion, even the four-legged creature, little furry animals, look, there's even scammers in that industry as well.
And those ones, the puppy dogs and whatever, go and see a real dog.
If you're
doing it online... Yeah. You don't even know if there is even a
dog.
Well,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
You can go and get yourself.
Go and pat the mutt.
Yep. Go and get yourself a rescue job. A rescue dog. Do everyone a favour. So.
Exactly. All right. Fantastic. Look, so a very important conversation. You, Mob, just tuned in. National Talk Black, Trinity, Trevor and Mike here, having a deadly yarn with Len Curran. He's the Regional Manager of North Queensland, Office of Fair Trading. And we're talking about how Mob are being scammed by the so called scammers out there, and what we need to do to protect ourselves from the scammers. And look, with figures there, $2.1 million have been scammed for Indigenous Australians, and there were something like over 2,700 reports of scams. So it is a big issue, isn't it, Len?
It is, and it's getting bigger all the time. And while people are taken in by it, the scammers will keep going.
Yeah, sure.
If everyone got a bit smarter, they're not going to make any money and they'll give up. Mm. But while they're making money, they'll keep going.
And look, they are professionals, aren't they? You know,
it's all
scripted. That's right, exactly. You know, and they're sort of protected in the sense that, well, a lot of them don't get caught, and so if this falls through, they just go to another so-called scam scheme, don't they?
Yep, just disappear. They'll be sitting offshore somewhere, anywhere in the world where it's cheap. Mm. They can do their phone calls there over the internet, cheap as. and, you know, very hard for us then to deal with them. Although I'm happy to hop on a plane and fly to Spain to sort out the lottery.
Yeah, please, that's what exactly.
Not just right now.
Exactly. All plans are grounded. In regards to the scammers, majority of them are offshore, is that right?
Generally they are, yeah. The bigger ones, the slicker operations are offshore, and they're smart enough to base themselves in countries that you know, aren't that concerned about it. So there are still the local ones that you'll find that'll come around and door knock on your door and try and talk you into different things.
Yes.
You know, even just pretending to be from a charity.
And sure.
People will say, well, I'll do the right thing. I'll hand over a little bit of money. Mm. But is this person from a charity or not?
Look, the message is to all our mob out there, you know, don't give over details over the phone. Do your own research. Check out the web page of the so-called company, and don't just even check out their web page, as Len alluded to. Do your own investigation. And if you're elderly or that way inclined, they do tackle our elders. Talk to your family members, young ones who are savvy with computers and what have you, and just do due diligence in protecting yourself. But thank you very much, Len, for the conversation, a very important conversation. And we need to, scam the scammers by not giving out the details, eh?
And some are even smarter, because it won't seem they're asking for a lot of information. They'll ask for bits and pieces, and they'll go through your social media accounts and gather all the information they can about you.
Yeah.
So you might tell them only a few little things. They'll piece it all together. Mm. All of a sudden, they can steal your identity, go and take out loans in your name, sign up to phone plans in your name.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then it's going to be a nightmare to try and unravel all that and prove it wasn't you.
And Len, I just think, I don't care how small the figure is, even if they're scamming $100 of you, if that's 10 people, you know, well, 5 people, there's $500, 10 people, $1,000, you know. And just builds on that, doesn't it?
Beats working for a living, doesn't it?
Yeah, thank you. Don't go there. Len, nice talking to you. Thank you very much. Look, all the best to you. We'll talk soon. And that's the message there from Len Curran. And we'll talk soon, my friend, eh?
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much.
All the best. Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there. Len Curran, Regional Manager, North Queensland Office of Fair Trading. And the topic there about trying to help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers protect themselves against scammers, and the advice on what to watch out for, and the main scams targeting Indigenous consumers, and what to do if you have been scammed. So it's very important to do what you need to do to protect yourself. Talk to your family members and don't give out information over the phone, and do your own research. Is the message there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. And that's the number you could call as well if you feel they're being scammed. Call us on National Talk Black. Let's talk about it and let's air it out. Too deadly. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. Live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Deadly Track there on the platform. Gwana here with your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bullier and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakuri. Live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, let's have a yarn. All right, now every 36 minutes, another Aussie begins their battle with blood cancer. We're going to catch up a yarn with Jeff Neeson on the line. A melanoma patient. Now, in 2014, Jeff, at the age of 40, was diagnosed with multiple melanoma, a terminal blood cancer. And when Jeff was diagnosed, he was given just 10 short years to live, which was devastating news for him, as well as his wife, Sarah, and two young kids. His family and friends, despite this adversity, Jeff has found the strength to lead by example and to give back to the community that has provided so much to support him. On the line, we've got Jeff. Jeff, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. In more ways than one, it's good to be talking with you, my friend.
Oh, look, I appreciate the opportunity to raise awareness of blood cancers today. Thank you.
So tell us where you're at, how you're travelling, and tell us about the terminal blood cancer.
Yeah, thank you. Look, I will point out it's there's in the blood cancer groups, there's three. There's lymphoma, there's the leukemias, and there's myeloma. So it's multiple myeloma. And it's currently a terminal disease, or many of the blood cancers are terminal diseases. And what we're trying to do is we want to raise awareness and we want to raise funds for organisations like Snowdome Foundation so that we can turn these diseases into chronic diseases where we live with them as opposed to dying from them.
Yes.
How am I travelling? I'm travelling all right. You know, it's a blue sky outside and I can't complain too much.
The fact that you woke up this morning is what you're saying, and we all should be looking at that, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the reality is, you know, 6 years ago, my life changed significantly when I was told that I only had a certain number of years to live. And you know what that does is it helps focus your priorities on what you want to do with your life. It means you really start engaging with life and be really, you set your priorities. And for me, my priorities are my two young kids and my wife, my good friends and family. That's what's important to me. And that's what I prioritise. So.
Exactly. Well, the young ones run around with all the so-called abbreviations regarding communication, texting and what have you. And the word that comes to mind is YOLO. And to me, if you get it right, then once is enough, because you only live once. But it's about prioritising your life, yes.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you know, everybody's got their own priorities. But I think, you know, not wanting to sound like a converted preacher, but look, at the end of the day, what I find most important and what I talk to people about is finding your own priorities. Don't just bumble along, you know, to the beat of someone else's drum. Work out what's important in your life and work towards making those aspects of your life the best part. So, you know, go out and see our great country.
Yes.
Share the fun, share the smiles, and at the same time, raise awareness for blood cancer because, as you quite rightly said, you know, every 36 minutes someone in Australia is diagnosed with a blood cancer. It's just a staggering number, it really is.
Of course it is. Exactly, you know. I mean, that in itself is a pandemic, is it not, Jeff?
Well, that's it, you know. And when pandemics occur like COVID, what it does is well, the nature of blood cancer is it affects your immune system significantly because with blood cancers, your blood production is often affected. Mm. And so your immune system is impaired. And so, you know, having the worry of COVID over and above the blood cancer is significant.
Sure.
But at the same time, again, it helps you focus on what's important for me. You know, as I said, I mentioned family and friends, but also, you know, being part of the community and giving back. And that's, you know, what motivates me to talk to you today, because I really want to raise awareness of blood cancers.
Yes.
So that, you know, if you're touched by a blood cancer, you've heard of it. Because when I was first diagnosed with multiple myeloma, I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was.
Likewise.
you know, break down those barriers, and that way we can start getting on with the job that needs to be done, which is funding blood cancer research.
And that's with Snow Dome Foundation, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Snow Dome Foundation have raised over $36 million over the past 10 years and have funded many, 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 I think over 40 trials into blood cancer, both testing procedures and also treatments. And so they just do such amazing work, and we really need to get behind organisations like Snow Dome so that, as I said, so that we can reach the grand old age.
Yes.
Because, you know, getting old is there's no promises there. It's a gift. No,
but that's the goal, to be on planet Earth as long as possible, you know, and live your life to the fullest. With the terminal blood cancer, is that hereditary, Jeff?
There are some aspects of hereditary with myeloma specifically, but in speaking to my specialist, he did say to me that you've got more concern contracting another form of cancer than you have of hereditary aspects of myeloma. Mm. So I think what he's trying to tell me is you've got bigger things to worry about.
Sure.
You know, just go out and, you know, live your life.
Mm.
But, yeah, you know, at the same time, we do need to be careful. We've got to... They say one of the causes of myeloma is exposure to harsh chemicals like petroleum, hydrocarbons and pesticides. So, you know, having some consideration for your own health and safety, it's certainly, it's got more meaning now, especially
yes.
for me.
Well, look, it's about education, and that's exactly what you're doing, and I appreciate your chat and your yarn here, my friend. And look, all the best to you and your beautiful family. Live the life that you need to live, my brother. And great talking to you and educating our mob out there in regarding multiple myeloma. So thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you, Trevor. And look, for September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
What we're encouraging everybody to do is take a photo of themselves wearing red and post it on your social media account with the hashtag It Could Be Me.
Yep.
Simply because this is such an indiscriminate disease, so many people in Australia are affected by it, and we want to raise awareness and funds. And if any of your listeners want more information, they can get it at snowdome.org.au.
Fantastic, Jeff. Great sharing with you. All the best to your family, yourself. Take care. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor. Take care, and thanks for your time today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That's Jeff Nyson, his name is, a melanoma patient. And as I mentioned, that in 2014, Jeff, he was at the age of 40 and was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and the terminal blood cancer. And he was diagnosed, just given 10 short years to live, which was devastating news for his wife and Sarah and his two young kids. But he's become an advocate and promoting about healthy living, healthy lifestyle, looking after yourself. And he's given back to the community that has provided so much support to him. So check out snowdome.org.au. That's all with all the W's. And you can check out all the information there and how you can support and donate and just promote, put a word out there about terminal blood cancer. We need to take care of ourselves. As the old one says, YOLO, you only live once. But if you do it right, once is enough. So there it is. Live life to the fullest and get your priorities right in life, you know. All right, Two Daily Mob, have you say, yarn up strong. Got about 15 minutes left on the program here on National Talk Black. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the Bullywan, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, which is National Talk Black, voice for our people. So do utilise it. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Murray had to think for a second. Shut up, should know that number. Messenger, Kev Carmody, enjoy. Thank you.
messenger fly. On wings above the sky. The wingtip of the albatross creases the mirrored waters. Between the swells and the vastness of the great Southern Ocean. And that winded expanse and isolated chill of the roaring 40s. Above the darkened depths, this ancient messenger forever wanders the oceans of this earth. Through storms and tempests across the eons of time, the wilderness and solitude of polar moonshine, on the wings of the spirit the messenger flies, through the limitless silent infinity of the imagination. Fly, messenger, fly. Messenger roams the realms of the seven seas, across oceans of human indifference, watching the ecology fall and flee before the economic onslaughts of the new technological barbarians who value destructive death above the pricelessness of rebirth. And returning relays the message to the saddened ancient peoples of this earth. Messenger fly. On wings above the sky. With the breathless beauty in the twilight of each day. The magic of the midnight autumn moon and the brilliance of the Milky Way. Majesty of the universe beyond all human worth, through which the messenger soars suspended in the sacred cathedral of this earth. Through storms and tempests, across eons of time, in the wilderness and solitude of polar moonshine, on the wings of the spirit the messenger flies, through the limitless silent infinity of the imagination. Fly, messenger, fly. Wings above the sky.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1 800 422 416.
Love won't annihilate. It builds you up till you've had enough, then won't let you be. Think won't alleviate heartache. Knocks at your door, gives you the score, then won't set you free. Just when you say no more, a hand is for a key. Oh, I never wanted to be in Quasimodo's dream. Shall I beg the ringmaster, please find another me, another me?
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray callers, have a yarn. The Murray is the ball you run. Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bubba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program. And you know that, National Talk Black. Give me a call and have your say. Now, read an article here from the Courier Mail, Museum in Cook History Rewrite, Artifacts Relabeled. This is by journos Stephen Drill and Christopher Harris. The British Museum has been accused of rewriting history after it relabeled Aboriginal artifacts collected by Captain Cook as being part of the permanent British occupation of Australia. The relabeling of artifacts is a response by the museum to the Black Lives Matter protest linking Captain Cook's charting of the east coast of Australia to the suffering of Aboriginal people following the arrival of the first fleet 18 years later. James Cook sailed up the east coast in 1770. Permanent British occupation began in 1788 with a first fleet of ships carrying convicts to establish a penal colony at present-day Sydney. A sign next to Guadalcanal Shield said some Aboriginal people in Central Australia remained out of contact with Europeans until 1980s. Another label states the Uero people of Sydney region suffered the first brunt of British colonisation from 1788. Despite loss of population due to disease and frontier violence, as well as displacement, Aboriginal people continued to live in the Sydney region, maintaining strong bonds with their traditional lands and culture. The British Museum would not officially answer questions about why the labels for the items had been changed, but staff in the Enlightenment Room, where the Indigenous items were kept, said the Black Lives Matter protest had inspired the change. Another staff members said the signs were explaining the history of the museum and how things got here. Despite the changes to the signs, the museum has refused to repatriate the items to Australia, as requested by Indigenous Australian man Rodney Kelly, who says the Guadalcanal Shield belonged to his ancestors. And Institute of Public Affairs Foundations of Western Civilization Program Director Bella Adebura said the museum was reinvented history by conflating talented navigator Captain Cook with the suffering of the Aboriginal people. The British Museum is guilty of promoting the false narrative that Captain Cook invaded and occupied Australia, Dr. Abrio said, attributing a genocide to the son of a Scottish farmer is both historical and inaccurate and morally wrong. This is sheer hypocrisy. On the one hand, they imply that the shield was stolen from the Indigenous population, but on the other hand, they are not returning it to its ancestors of its original owners. So there it is, go figure. Yeah, they're always pushing us aside in that regarding. The truth is the truth, black or white, good or bad, but the history is the history of this country. So there it is. So speak the truth and you shall be set free, is what they say. Have your say, Yarnum Strong. Add to the conversation, you mob. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black Yarnum with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm taking it right up to 12 noon Queensland time. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, you mob. Have your say, Yarnum Strong. And otherwise, text us 045-714-0550 and a Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it like you stole it, son, drive it. Strap on.
Hey, this one down here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. Taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. Taxi driver going round and round. Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's Bakery. Waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun. T.I. Taxi driver going round and round. Traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. Taxi driver going round and round. Victor's doing a late pub run.
Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Too beautiful, that track. Uncle Seaman Dan will make mention that he was honoured to be Uncle Seaman Dan was honoured as guest at his invitation today. The Queensland government appointed him as Member of Order for Australia. Uncle stated his recording career at age 70. He has received many awards for his achievements, and today he won the top prize on the week that he turned 91, proving you can still have a career at any age. So remember, never give up is the message from Uncle Seaman Dan. Fantastic. And like I said, OOA of Australia, too deadly. Beautiful. Going to catch up a yarn with someone online. Someone, good morning.
Oh, good morning, brother. You talk about hypocrisy.
Yes.
And Cook. Terrell Nullis, the bugger media, Scott Moe and Warren H. promoting there. It's just come out of thin air, the journal about the Humanitarian Act and Reconciliation Act.
Is that right, eh? Time is everything in life.
Yeah, it's not a thin air, because it's been 250 years of the hypocrisy. And brother, I'm talking about scamming. I told you this before, but I just say up there, my two brothers up there, girl medicine, brother.
Yeah, medicine.
This is a good one, brother. This will work. Yeah, and I'm supposed to say. But anyway, brother, I wanted to compliment the show last night. But Ben Sorrell, he happened to PNG, and he's a consul general, I think the 7th day it was.
Yep.
But I sort of like that what happened in this funny story with the police treatment of our people, especially down at Barrowville and all everywhere, but the Barrowville come out in the Barrowville report. And I'm going to say a big shout-out to Kerry O'Brien and Ray Minicon, brother, on Q&A, brother.
Yes.
And, on that scamming stuff, brother, 6 o'clock evening news, I was watching the evening news, and I got a call with a bloke with an accent. And he said to me, it's in the evening. He said, good morning. And that's it, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. To Delhi Mob, have your say, but you may have to do that tomorrow. Murray, going to sign off here from the show. 1 hour program, Liz. But that number, don't forget it. Lock it in your phone, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBN987FM. But the program for today is finished for the day. Murray, going to sign off. Like I said, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic of COVID-19, and there's no vaccine, so we need to just abide by the rules. What we need to do, best medicine, we got you, mob. Okay, but Yana, soon you, mob. Too deadly. Thank you for your company, and keep it real.
Something I must tell you, for the truth needs to be told. Time just keeps on ticking by, while our children, they grow old. Can we save our future? Or is it just our destiny? Will we save our culture? And can we live in harmony? For I have a dream. We can forgive them for what they have done. Yes, I have a dream. We can now live together as one. But it's only a dream. Yes, it's only a dream.
ani garem in yangi ani lugu lang ani gimu bilang amalu mi ani ziria.